The left is in the control of this death cult that doesn't want any protections and has gone from even pro-choice to, which I always thought was a big lie, to actually pro-abortion. They want people to have more abortions. Another national crisis, let me be blunt, is the fact we kill in too many states our unborn babies through abortion. And with the overthrow of the Roe regime by the Supreme Court, which allows the states and the federal government to protect life and restrict abortion, the Biden administration is furious because they want abortion and they pushed for abortion through the entire 9 months of pregnancy. If you can get a doctor to kill your baby, it doesn't matter when, during the entire 9 months of pregnancy, they want that legalized. And they're frustrated that there are states that are protecting unborn life, beginning when they have a heartbeat or, making it a little more difficult to get abortion and protecting unborn lives. They hate the idea that there are babies alive today because of restrictions on abortion. And this is, in my view, a death cult. Part of their effort to overturn or do an end run around the states is to make what is known as the abortion pill widely available. Now, it's not like taking aspirin. I mean, I'm not going to lecture you on why taking a pill to kill your unborn child may have deleterious health effects and probably should be done certainly only under the supervision of a doctor. God help us. The Biden administration basically wants to make these impossible to regulate. No doctors necessary, no follow-ups necessary. You know, the rules have been so weakened or so that they proposed that the courts had to step in and said, you just can't do this. I mean, no one's being fooled. This is a dangerous drug and you just can't willy-nilly just throw out all of these safety regulations because you've got this radical pro-abortion agenda. And Judicial Watch has been investigating this drug since Hillary Clinton helped push it through during the Clinton administration. Because there was a company in Europe that was initially, I think, had the patent for the drug. And they were German, and they didn't like the idea of having a drug that killed unborn human beings, given Germany's history with the Holocaust. And so the Clinton gang extracted that patent and got another European company and other secretive company, basically, that no one knows how they were run or who owned them, to manufacture the drug. And they rushed through and politicized the process to get the FDA to approve it just before Clinton left office. And then under Obama, they tried to expand access by making it more easier to get, even though there are many concerns about it. And then after Roe, they just went crazy and they basically, want to turn the... I only joke, I'm not going to say what I'm jokingly going to say, because the fact checkers will say that even my joke needs to be fact checked. But they want this drug widely distributed in a way that would not only, kill the unborn, but place the health of women at risk in ways that are just outrageous. I mean, taking a drug to cause the equivalent of a miscarriage, I mean, does that sound like something that ought to be promoted by the federal government? So, I mean, we were doing investigations on this back 20 years ago, and, this demonic drug is still out there and being pushed by Biden, and we filed a lawsuit just recently in October that was filed again after the Food and Drug Administration failed to respond to basic requests for records and correspondence with the manufacturers of this drug, Mifeprex, regarding the drug's stability, and for all FDA reports from assessments of Danco and GenBio manufacturing facilities, investigational and new drug applications, as well as stability test results. So we wanted to know what they were doing with these companies, and those reports that we're talking about often disclose adverse events that could be tied to the drugs. Now, the left has now weaponized the use of adverse event reports to kind of suppress information about adverse events, namely with respect to the COVID vaccines. So if you go and look up adverse events or the adverse reporting systems online at the FDA website related to the COVID vaccines and share them or push them widely, the left gets very upset. Because, as you know, to be fair and to be clear, adverse events, as reported online, it's not conclusive evidence that the adverse event is tied to the drug. Is it conclusive evidence? No. Is it good evidence? Maybe. Is it something that could be concerning if enough adverse events, you know, a specific event happens, like myocarditis? Is it a signal that was worth following up? Sure. Certainly the Biden administration, the FDA have been forced to do that with COVID after suppressing news about those adverse events. So this has all been politicized. So the fact that I'm saying, as this press release highlights, that the documents that we have begun getting on this abortion kill pill shows that there were at least six deaths possibly linked to the abortion drugs between 2000 and 2002. Now I know what you're saying. So, well, that was 20 years ago. Well, aren't there more recent documents? You bet there are. But you know what the Biden administration has said? Well, Judicial Watch, you want 400,000 documents, and we're only giving you 500 pages a month. We're only going to produce them at 500 pages a month, meaning they're going to review 500 pages, and of those that they think they can release to us or they deem worthy of being released or they don't want to withhold, we're going to get some documents. So it's going to even be less than 500. In this case, we've got the first production was a little bit over 500, 588 pages. But if do the math, guys, 500 pages a month or so, 400,000 potentially responsive documents. And what does that mean? That means 66 years? We'd have to wait. I mean, even if we modified our request, it's going to be years and years before we get the documents if the court allows this abuse to, and slow walking of information to continue. So anyway, the documents show six deaths related to this drug that the Biden administration is trying to push, or have been reported related to this drug. So, you know, like I said, it's not conclusive, but you could decide. The records include an annual report from Mr. Prestone covering the period September 28, 2000 to September 27, 2021, produced by the Population Council, Danco Laboratories. So the Population Council was the group that was created to push this drug. Remember, pregnancy isn't a disease, so I hate to even call it a drug. The summary shows that during the testing period, 32 adverse events were reported to Danco and reported by Danco to the FDA in periodic reports. So companies generally are required to turn over reports about adverse events, you know, potential adverse events that have been reported in relation to the drug to the FDA. Now, the Biden administration was trying to even pull back that in some way. And that was stopped, at least initially. Of the 32 reported adverse events, two were 15-day reports. The others were not serious and or not unexpected. One of the 15-day reports was reported as a hemorrhage due to a ruptured ectopic pregnancy and death. The other was reported as a post-abortal paramyritis, endometritis, adult respiratory distress syndrome, and bilateral pneumonia. The latter 15-day report and one case where fever was reported represent the total reports on the marketed drug suggesting infection. In addition, one infection was reported in the Populations Council's 200 mifepristone study and one death due to Clostridium surdalei infection was reported in the Canadian study. So there you go. That's one, two deaths in just one report. Another post-marketing study dated September 28, 2001, reports on the safety results for 940 women. And that report details one person required a blood transfusion, two required administration of intravenous fluids, one required hospitalization, and one died. But don't worry, the study reports an overall success rate of 97.8%, unless you're the person who died potentially related to the drug. It goes on, another report dated in September 2002 indicates that a 971-person study, women, again, only women can get pregnant. I know that may be controversial for you. This is, so you know, everyone out there, they were only testing pregnant women, not pregnant men, because men don't get pregnant. So I don't know if there's, I don't know if we can even think this study is, does the left even think these studies are legitimate if they're testing women? That's the time we're in. They administered a combination of misoprostol and misoprostol to induce abortions. One subject needed a blood transfusion, two were administered IV fluids, and one was hospitalized and one died. And so the big concern is the ectopic pregnancies, and look up what an ectopic pregnancy is. And what happens, and the concern is that, you know, this, the moral objections to this drug aside, it's really something you shouldn't mess with. And the later in pregnancy you take it, the there are potential risks that take place. And so the idea that the Biden administration be sending this drug through the mail and having no adequate medical oversight is just barbaric. I mean, you know, imagine a woman taking this drug and expelling their unborn child at home. I mean, the trauma and the health consequences of that, I mean, we can only pray that people don't go through that. But this is the nightmare that the death cult wants for America. Another study, April 19th, 2002. A letter, it wasn't a letter, but it was a letter, not a study. Dear healthcare provider, new safety information. We received a report of a myocardial infarction, heart attack, occurring in a 21-year-old woman 3 days following use of Mifeprex and Misoprostol. Another safety update for the period June 1st, 2001 to May 31st, 2002. 23 spontaneous reports, of which 12 cases of serious adverse events, 11 non-serious events in association. One case of an unintended pregnancy with fetal malformation. Can you imagine? You see there one case of death and one case of thoracic pain. Five unintended pregnancies. Two cases of allergic reaction, excessive bleeding, etc. Now, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has highlighted, like the you know, certainly this is an example of why this, you know, this drug profile needs a strict supervision by the medical community if we're going to allow women to take this abominable drug. The appeals court recently heard and recently made a decision, Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, in August. In loosening misoprostol's safety restrictions, the Biden FDA, I'm adding Biden into the FDA, failed to address several important concerns about whether the drug would be safe for the women who use it. It failed to consider the cumulative effect of removing several important safeguards at the same time. It failed to consider whether those major and interrelated changes might alter the risk profile such that the agency should continue to mandate reporting of non-fatal adverse events. So if you're bleeding, unintended pregnancies with a malformed fetus, human being, Biden administration didn't want to hear it. And it failed to gather evidence that affirmatively showed that mifepristone could be used safely without being described and dispensed in person. And now the Supreme Court seeking review of this, the Biden administration seeking review of this with the Supreme Court. It's outrageous that the Judicial Watch has had to sue in federal court for basic safety information about this abortion pill. The revelations in the records released today explain why the Biden administration is so desperate to bury this damning information. This drug is potentially dangerous to the mothers as well as to the intended victims, the unborn babies. Now, we filed amicus briefs in this court case that we're talking about where people are challenging the changes in rules that put this dangerous drug in potentially the wrong hands at the wrong time. All as part of this abortion mania. I mean, my concern about this abortion fight is that, and by the way, we also have a great special report on this, and you can see it in our press release here. We've got a link to the press release down below from our prior work 20 years ago. And, you know, people of good faith can disagree on abortion. And, you know, we'll probably have some resolution. You know, I may want more protection. Someone else may want less protections. But in most states, if the people's will are felt, some babies are going to be saved. But the left is in the control of this death cult that doesn't want any protections and has gone from even pro-choice to, which I always thought was a big lie, to actually pro-abortion. They want people to have more abortions. I'm convinced, given their positions on issues related from this drug pill to using defense dollars illegally to kill the unborn babies of service members and their family members. Well, what is going on in this Biden administration that they're so obsessed with aborting so many unborn human beings? Terrible, terrible, terrible. Well, Judicial Watch is doing what it can under the law to expose it. They want this drug pushed out there. The same gang that pushed the vaccines that, as you know, were so controversial, is pushing something that I think is infinitely more dangerous. Obviously, it kills unborn babies, so it's necessarily dangerous, but it's also terribly dangerous to women. And the Biden administration didn't want you to know about it because we had to sue for the records.